We come at this hour grateful for another opportunity to encourage and inspire your kingdom. Heavenly Father, bless those under the sound of my voice right now with ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purposes for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Generation XYZ, this is Pastor Shug, the voice of Generation XYZ on a mission to encourage, promote, and glorify the kingdom of God. We thank you for coming fellowship at Generation XYZ, and we ask all of you guys to continue to subscribe, share, and fellowship here on Generation XYZ. Be blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to the stage right now one of the greatest gospel singers of our time.
Generation XYZ, you guys already know who it is. It's Pastor Shug. Pastor Shane Sorrell is on a mission to encourage you to walk, dream, and believe in the kingdom of God. Amen. And that was My Desire by Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin. Shout out to them. Generation XYZ, can I emphasize the importance of having a good gospel playlist? Oh, it comes in handy whether you're in the time of need or in a place of praise. You need to have you a go-to song, a go-to playlist, something that you can go to God with and just get in that mode. But without further ado today, Generation XYZ, let me preach to you. Turn with me today to Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. For it says, I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have mind's confidence and at rest, focus on Christ. God's greatest mystery. All the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. Generation XYZ, today, the title of the message is You Are Being Woven. You know what? We go shorten it. Woven. Today, I want us to focus on the word woven. So I'm going to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 again, but this time I'm going to read it in the Amplified Classic Version. Amen. For it says, Paul says, for my concern is that their hearts may be braced, comforted, cheered, and encouraged as they are knit together in love, that they may come to have all the abounding wealth and blessings of assured conviction of understanding, and that they may progressively more intimately acquainted with and may know more definitely and accurately and throughoutly that mystic secret of God, which is Christ, the Anointed One. Team XYZ, I know that's a lot to unpack, but it's really not. So I want us to be focused today on the word woven and knitted. Woven and knitted. Amen. And the word woven, as it is referred to in this verse, is comparing God to a skillful embroider, somebody skilled in needlework. Amen. And as we read the verse, we understand that we are a tapestry of love and we're being knitted together as God's creation so that we can embody his masterpiece manifested. So understand that knitting is a very strenuous task. What do I mean by that? It takes time to do. And even if you read the Passion Translation, it says your hearts will be wrapped together in the comfort of heaven and woven together into love's fabric. So as God is knitting and weaving you together, you're going to experience the revelation of God and be comfortable with it. You're going to start to see love manifesting your life where hate once was. I'm speaking prophetically in this season. And even as we understand the metaphor and we dive into that, you have to understand the workings of the universe and of God's manifestation, which is man. As we are being knitted and woven together in this life, we're getting principles, we're getting resources, we're getting tools to be able to get ready for our everlasting life, our spiritual life. God spoke to the earth and stuff began to form. Amen. So as we walk this journey out, things are going to come up. Things are going to be told. Things are going to be said that only bring us closer to the intended design, what God wants us to be. And even today, and in Colossians 2 and 3, Paul was speaking to not people who didn't know Christ. Paul wasn't talking to unbelievers. He was talking to the church of Macedonia. So these are kingdom ambassadors. These are people who believe in God, believe in God. So they weren't people who did not know. And even then, he's saying, don't allow the ritual to weave you into who you are. Allow love to knit you. Allow God's voice to form you. And then you'll be the manifested image of what he wants, not what we want. Because if we were weaving and knitting our own hearts and our own journeys together, XYZ, how many of us would have a sweater with no arms? Nah, let's be real. How many of us would have a sweater with no head hole? If we had to knit and weave together our own sweater for us to wear. I don't know about y'all, but my sweater would have something wrong with it. Because I'm not good at knitting. I'm not good at weaving. And I don't know what the finished product is going to look like when I start on that sweater. But do you know God does? Oh, see, the God we serve, the God the kingdom of God serves. Over here, he knows the beginning of a thing at the, he knows the end of a thing at the beginning and the end of the thing at the, waiting on us that we don't know how to attain. But in this season, I'm declaring over generation X, Y, and Z that our hearts will line up with the blessing. That our hearts will be at capacity to maintain the blessing. The blessing might be love. The blessing might be prosperity. The blessing might be peace. It might be joy. But if we aren't woven and knitted in knowing how to handle these fruits, how to handle these things when we get them, then we're going to fumble. And today, XYZ, you can no longer fumble. Today, XYZ, the kingdom of God is running up the score in the world. We ain't got to wait to get to heaven. We're having heaven right here. So if that sounds like it interests you, if that sounds like that's something you want to be a part of, I encourage you today to figure out a way to strengthen your relationship with God. Because when you get where he's at, when you allow him to talk to you, knit you, weave you, mold you, hold you, he's gonna show up, he's gonna manifest, and you're going to live better than you ever have before. So Team XYZ, if you want to make that declaration today, you can start by simply repeating after me. Simply say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Today, I ask you to come into my life. Make me whole. Reconcile my relationship with my Father in heaven. Devil, get out of my life. I serve you no longer. And I send every spirit that comes from your kingdom back to the pit of hell. Jesus, it's in your name I do pray and I do believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Team XYZ.